My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can you hear me now? Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. Yay, Joanne Sands. And it's got an echo for me. I thought I'd fix that. Obviously, I didn't fix it. All right, let's start all over.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. And obviously, I'm going to have to edit out all that audio business. Wow, what a tremendous start to today's show. All right, welcome to Tuesday, Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. On this, the 7th day of May, several headlines this morning. The main story is Norwegian adds teacher discount. A Michigan woman sues over husband drowning. 30 years of cruises from New Orleans. Also today, British Virgin Islands disappointed over cancellations. The next FFS cruise. A crew member identified. Port Claywalk opens. And Oasis of the Seas returns to Europe. A lot of stories this morning. That and lots more here at 11 o'clock this morning. And thank all you guys for sticking with me until I got the sound going. Today is National Roast Leg of Lamb Day. Not my favorite, but I like it on occasions. If you're listening by the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcasts from. All right, so let's go on with trying to catch up with the show now. So let's get started with today's first story.
Norwegian Cruise Line has added a new discount for teachers and educators that is part of their 5th anniversary of the Giving Joy campaign. NCL's new discount for teachers includes 5% off on cruises and a $50 onboard credit. The following teachers are eligible for the discount. Classroom teachers, that's pre-K to 12th grade. Principals and assistant principals, pre-K to 12th grade. School employees, pre-K to 12th grade, college and university professors. The discount can be combined with Norwegian's Free at Sea program that includes drinks, shore excursions, Wi-Fi, specialty dining, and more. Teachers and educators can enroll for the discount on ncl.com and verifying their status with your ID.me. NCL is once again awarding 20 educators with free cruises. from May the 6th to June the 7th, you can nominate a teacher who is making a difference in their classroom. Those who receive the most votes will be invited to attend an exclusive two-night event in Boston on the cruise line's next ship, Norwegian Aqua.
All right, so I got to say thank you to Norwegian honoring teachers. That's just like honoring nurses in my book. Those are the real unsung heroes in this world. So good for Norwegian. All right, I'll be back with a bunch more stories after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
A Michigan woman and her family are suing a Maui resort, the Hawaii Tourism Authority, and the Hawaii Visitors and Convention Bureau after her husband died while snorkeling. She does not believe it was a drowning. They said her husband drowned snorkeling, but she saw him walk ashore. What happened? Patricia and Ray Johnson, along with four friends, arrived at the Fairmont Kea Lani on Maui on the evening of February 23, 2022, with plans to visit multiple islands over several weeks. This was the couple's sixth time in Hawaii, and they had snorkeled the Hawaiian waters many times in the past. On the morning of February 25th, some of the travelers, including Ray, went snorkeling around Wailea Beach, which fronts the resort, while Patricia opted to walk a trail that overlooks the beach. I looked out and saw my husband and friends. I'm waving at him and it hits me. Patricia saw what looked like other snorkelers helping Ray. At first, Ray had his head above water and was returning to the beach. Then the 64-year-old fell on his back and his head snapped back at one point and had to be pulled into the shore. 911 was called, but medical professionals failed to resuscitate him. The autopsy report called Ray's death an accidental drowning, which Patricia doesn't believe. Patricia said, I was watching him come in. How could he be drowning? According to her friends who were snorkeling with him, Ray was talking and also diving under the water. At one point, he came up and said, you got to help me. I'm having trouble breathing. And that's when he decided to head back to shore. I don't think when people are drowning in a conditional manner, you're going to be conversing, Patricia stated. By a landslide, the leading cause of death for Hawaii tourists is drowning, and of ocean drownings for residents and visitors, the majority occur when snorkeling. While the ocean is powerful and unpredictable, some advocates, including the Johnsons, are trying to bring attention to a lesser-known medical condition that specifically poses risks to snorkelers and hasn't gotten much attention over the years, rapid-onset pulmonary edema, or ROPE. The Johnson family believes ROPE is the real cause of Ray's death, and the lawsuit alleges that Hawaii travel entities have failed to educate the public on ROPE, resulting in an important public health concern. Carnival Cruise Line is celebrating 30 years of cruise getaways from New Orleans, with the Carnival Liberty kicking off the festivities on her very first departure from her new year-round home port. Local leaders and Carnival VIPs were on hand for the occasion and welcomed Carnival Liberty in style to celebrate the milestone, including a live jazz band and a traditional plaque exchange to mark the ship's maiden voyage. The British Virgin Islands remains one of the busiest cruise destinations in the Caribbean. However, most of the ships visit during the busy winter seasons, while the summer period usually sees a drop in cruise arrivals. If one of those ships drops out, it will significantly impact the local economy. In April, Norwegian announced it would cancel several calls by Norwegian Breakaway between May and June. The cruise line stated it had done so based on recent guest feedback and to accommodate fuel optimization policies that have seen a far greater number of itinerary changes for the Miami-based cruise line. The canceled dates include calls on May 16th, 23rd, and 30th, as well as June 20th and 27th. The British Virgin Island ports have reacted to the cancellation, expressing disappointment with Norwegian's decision and its impact on the local economy. The five calls by the 3,900-passenger breakaway would have brought 20,000 cruise passengers. The cancellations mean that the British Virgin Islands and its residents will lose between $600,000 and $850,000 in cruise ship-generated revenue per call. This is not just money that is made by taxi drivers, but also tour operators, restaurants, bars, and local shops. However, the reasoning behind Norwegian's cancellation could very well be based on something entirely different. How about the fact that five passengers failed to return to the ship in April? Who knows what's behind Norwegian's reasoning? Would you like to see me get chased by a bear? You might just get your chance when you cruise with Chili to Alaska. Grand Princess sails August 14th from Vancouver to Anchorage. Starts as low as $395 per person, plus taxes and port charges. That's Alaska Cruise with Chili. Just give me a call, 434-258-9264. And we'll go to Alaska in August. Carnival Cruise Line's popular brand ambassador, John Heald, has announced his next For Fun's Sake sailing that will feature exclusive activities for registered guests. This will be the seventh of these wildly popular themed cruises and is always a fun time for participating travelers. Heald generally offers just one such cruise annually. Registration for the special events is limited to 700 guests. The cruise will be February 16, 2025, departure of Carnival Magic, a six-night Eastern Caribbean sailing from Miami. This is an update on the Ambiance crew member who was lost at sea earlier this week. His name is Aysan Diaz, age 27, from Goa, India. He's single and survived by two parents who are reportedly living in the UK where the Ambiance is homeported. He reportedly was last seen on CCTV video in the early morning of May the 3rd on an open deck of the cruise ship. There was a delay of around 7 hours between the time he went overboard and when the ship turned around to retrace its path. Mr. Diaz reportedly joined the ship in early March of this year, and it was his first contract. Condolences to Mr. Diaz's family, friends, and fellow crew members. There has not been any explanation of how or why he went overboard from the Ambiance. Alaska's newest cruise port, Port Klaiwak, marked the official start of its operations with the arrival of Seabourn Odyssey on Monday. The event was celebrated with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Located near Claywalk on the Pacific side of Prince of Wales Island, Port Claywalk includes a floating tender dock, welcome facilities, retail operations offering Alaska Native arts and crafts, and a shore excursion dispatch. Additionally, guests can expect a range of shore excursions with local guides and a shuttle to Claywalk and Craig. Oasis of the Seas returned to Europe for its summer program in the Western Mediterranean. After sailing from Miami in late April, she arrived in Barcelona on Monday. The 5,400-guest cruise ship is now set to offer a series of seven-night cruises that sail the Western Mediterranean. Are you a Norwegian Epic fan? If you are, why not join me on a cruise with Chile, NCL Epic, transatlantic from New York to Rome, sailing March 31st. It's a fantastic itinerary, stopping in Bermuda, Ponta Delgada, Lisbon, Barcelona, Cannes, Florence, Naples, and ending in Rome. Starts at $1,683 per person, double occupancy. That includes taxes and port charges. That's the transatlantic NCL Epic, sailing March 31st from New York. Call me, 434-258-9264.
And that ends the news portion of today's show. Let's go see who's fussing at me and who survived the audio disaster starting the show. Mike, Joanne, Todd, Katie. High key giveaways. Have you ever won a high key giveaway before? That must be an ex person. Yes, it is an ex person. Of course, we do broadcast live on X. Gary, of course, is here. Joanne says, trying to read my lips. That's some kind of scam, I think, folks. I'm not real happy about that. Can I change that now? I don't think it lets me do that. Anyway, all right. Lip reading. You just said 11 o'clock, but still no sound. Jesse Kate says, how are you doing? She's the next person. I just called. That's when Hot Air Tom called. And Katie hasn't mastered lip reading. Well, you should, Katie, especially in your business. Must be YouTube. Bruce had no sound last night. I'm not sure why. And now I've got this awful echo. So I got to go back and take things apart. Todd says, get sound. Joanne says, yay. Can hear now. Mike says, sound back. Everybody's no echo for y'all. Okay. Morris Abigail Juliet says hello. Hello to you too. Bob's with us. Good morning, gang. Have a great day. Katie says, yay for teacher discounts. Absolutely, Katie. Oh, Hot Air Tom says, let's recommit Katie as a great, I think he meant to recommend Katie as a great teacher to NCL so she gets a complimentary cruise on Aqua. I think that's a wonderful idea. Let's find out what we have to do that. Mike's having lamb chops. All right, there's Roger. Hey, Roger. First week with temps in the 90s. It's going to be 85 here today. So that's kind of amazing to me. sound good to me on Katie. Yeah, let's do that. There's Gretchen up in Ohio. We're having lamb chops on the grill today. Well, is today, because it's a lamb day, of course. Hot Air Tom says, Chili, you need a new ad. Would you like to see Chili chased by a whale? Yeah, you know, let's not have Chili chased by a whale. And that's gonna suck. I'll be out there watching them. So Mike says, I'd normally get a grill or a barbecue, my chops, but I've been caught up in the air fryer craze. We use an air fryer a lot here now, too. Amanda's nuts about it. Gretchen says we use it a lot, too, Mike. Let me know how the chops cook on it. That's a good idea. Got a project for Mike. Mike says, will do. You guys are so sweet. Of course we are, Katie. But we mean it. We know what you do. So, yeah, I'm all in favor of that. Let's figure out how to do that, Hot Air Tom. You're the big Norwegian guy. All right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. Tomorrow, what do I have tomorrow? The show will be normal, and then I got to take my car. All that money I spent on the car, when was it, 2 weeks ago? They didn't change the oil. My light came on and said, you need some windshield wiper junk. I said, why didn't they do that when they changed the oil? They didn't change the oil, that's why. All right, that's going to wrap it up for today, guys. As always, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising, and hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas. Y'all have a great day. See you back here tomorrow.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, Chili Chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.